Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right. So this is what I was really going to talk about earlier on today's podcast. You know, we do two shows a day, the Everyday Saturday podcast, blowing up online. I mean, seriously, blowing up. Record amount of downloads, subscribers, over 100 countries around the world. Thank you for making this the number one motivation show. All right. By the way, head on over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, would you please? And leave a nice comment so we can spread the love all around the world. All right, let's get right into it because I've teased this long enough. And so I'm bopping around, the World Wide Web. And like most people, you know, when I got my cup of coffee, I'm looking for – actually just looking for great content, not only for my podcast, but I like to learn in the morning with my cup of joe. Isn't that great that – uh-oh, here goes Crowley. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get back to this point. Here goes Crowley down another rabbit hole. Remember you used to have to get your paper in the morning? Like – put your bathrobe on, your slippers. I didn't have either, but you know, I just walked out in my boxer shorts in the front lawn where a guy threw it. And I only got it on Sundays. But the Cincinnati Inquirer, I haven't seen it in 10 years because I haven't read a newspaper in 10 years or a Yellow Pages in 10 years. But the Cincinnati Inquirer used to be as thick as my refrigerator. You know, on Sundays, it had jam-packed full of ads, and I mean, I would read that thing cover to cover on Sunday mornings. Then football would start at 1 o'clock. Seriously, I'd get my coffee, I'd read it some more, I'd keep reading it. Always read the businesses too, man, businesses for sale. And I would just dream. I'd like, oh, gumball machine. Yeah, I can make that work. Oh, selling frozen fish out of the back of your pickup. Oh, I bet that's a huge market. Look at that, a restaurant in the middle of nowhere, but I can make it somewhere because I'm Sam Crowley, dreamer, doer, entrepreneur. So anywho, I was bopping around the internet. But my point being, you don't got to go get the paper now and go to the, you know, wherever you used to go to get it, convenience store or have it dropped on your front lawn. And you can just read, man. The internet is amazing. Do we even realize how amazing it is to be online? Literally push a button, make money. Push a button, get a news story. Read a blog. Read about your favorite sports team, style, restaurants, whatever it is. Just take it for granted. I don't. I love it. I sit here and like, wow, the internet. So Donny Deutsch, remember Donny Deutsch? You guys probably never heard of him. Most people haven't. He used to host a show called The Big Idea with Donny Deutsch on MSNBC. And it was a pretty good, you know, it was a good show, not because of him. And I got nothing against this guy. I don't know him. I'm not going looking for a fight with somebody I don't know. But I always got this like kind of slimy, smarmy feeling when I used to watch him on TV. I don't know what it was, man. Just like he was too just well-oiled or slick kind of, you know, a slick-talking guy. You know what I'm talking about. I say that and an image comes to your mind. Okay, well, Google the guy's name. You'll figure it out. Deutsch. You'll know what I'm talking about. Donny Deutsch. So anyway, the title of the article I found online, I was just bopping around. I'm into real estate, so I get Google alerts for real estate, and this comes up. MSNBC host scams broker during real estate sale. I'm like, what's up with that? Like, that's a good headline. By the way, you want to sell stuff? Learn how to write good headlines. Because if nobody opens up your emails, you ain't getting anybody to click on the link that's in the email. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody's going to read your blog post if it says 7 ways to a successful and fulfilling lifestyle. No, not at all. Okay, so figure out how to write good copy. And you know how to write good copy? These like page6.com is a great one. They write great headlines. Any of these, National Enquirer, just Yahoo is great. You know, Yahoo always gets me to open up, and 90% of the time, I can't believe I gave 2 minutes of my life up to read the article that Yahoo wrote inside because it's never what the headline says, but the headline's great. Great copy, Yahoo, good one. So MSNBC host and former ad exec Donnie Deutsch scammed a real estate broker out of $1.2 million commission in the sale of Deutsch's $30 million Hamptons home. A Manhattan judge sees in his new court paper, seething. You know what seething is? Like, pretty mad. Justice Charles Ramos says Deutsch's lawyer was acting on his client's behalf when Sotheby's broker Edward Petrie was schemed out of his 4% commission. Petrie had brought a potential buyer, L.A. hedge funder Howard Marks, by Deutsch's Tyson Lane home in 2010. So, set this up for you. Sotheby's is a broker. Guy's name is Edward Petrie. And allegedly, Donnie Deutsch's lawyer, well, it's alleged, now he's been found guilty of doing this. So Donnie Deutsch's lawyer was acting on his behalf, all right? So he told Sotheby, hey, sure, send your broker out. If he can sell the house, he gets 4% commission. Well, here's where it kind of takes a little bit of a wild turn. After Donnie Deutsch realized that he knew this guy, Marks, the guy, the hedge funder, Howard Marks, who was coming out there. Howard Marks had his own broker, Sotheby's. So anyway, Deutsch realized, hey, I know this guy, Howard Marks. So he went behind Petrie's back, the broker, and he brokered the deal himself privately to avoid the fee. So the judge goes on to say this court considers that and refusal to acknowledge Petrie as the broker to be marks of dishonesty and greed. Ramos writes in the October 23rd decision awarding Petrie's employer, Sotheby's, a commission of $1.2 million. And the judge goes on to like not say some nice things. He said, both characteristics are particularly unbecoming when exhibited by those blessed with great wealth. This is where guys like Donnie Deutsch give the wealthy a bad name. You don't got to be this stupidly greedy. What's $1.2 million to this guy? I'll tell you what his net worth is in a minute. You're going to be like, it's like $5 to you and me, you know? A representative of Deutsch, it'd be fair to him, here's his side. Mr. Deutsch is shocked and outraged by the ruling, which is wrong based on law and fact. The ruling was based on Sotheby's broker's contention that Mr. Deutsch agreed to a 4% commission arrangement. This is an outright and absolute lie. There's no such agreement, neither verbal nor written, and blah, 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 blah. We're going to defend it on appeal, and there you go. So let me just set this up for you. Donnie Deutsch, all right? And I never heard of the guy till the show The Big Idea was on NBC, and I liked it because he brought on. It was a great show. I was very envious. I didn't come up with the idea. I would have done it if I actually had a TV show and somebody that could put me on there. But he would have entrepreneurs come on, and it was on between 2004 and 2008. So it lasted a few years. But he would have Everyday Joe and James on there to talk about their big idea and how they monetize. Like the lady, I remember one lady, Spanx. You know, Spanx, that lady was on there. I think Pillow Pet was on there as well. Just great ideas, okay? So the problem with Donnie is, and the problem I have with Donnie is that he joined his father's advertising firm, David Deutsch Associates, in 1983. In 1989, his dad handed full control of the agency over to Donnie, who became the chairman. Okay, so he was running it. Then he went on to sell it for $265 million. All right? So Donnie sells the agency for $265 million. And then he goes on to host his own TV show. All right, so you got, let's just call it a cool $300 mil. Can we round up? I mean, hell, even if we rounded down to $250 million. He owned a home, or he owned that home in the Hamptons, but he also had a home in New York City. He bought for $21 million, a five-story property in New York City for $21 million, and then he reportedly spent another $20 million on renovations in 2006. Life was good for Donnie. Double D, Donnie Deutsch, making it happen. Way to go, buddy. And you're going to screw somebody out of $1 million? You put $41 million into an apartment in New York City, and then he went on to purchase the home in the East Hampton, the one we're talking about here, for $30 million. Dude, let me just say something, okay? $41 million in property and renovations in the city, another $30 million. That's over $70 million in just two properties, okay, in New York City. You're going to actually screw somebody over for $1.2 million because you didn't want to pay a 4% commission to the sale. So then we kind of segue this into the average Joe, you and me, all right? And we think about this. You know karma, and you know what they say about karma, okay? I've done wrong things. I'm telling you right now, I am not pure as the driven snow outside. But boy, I'll tell you, and I have knowingly screwed people over on a sale in corporate. It was a dog-eat-dog world. I am not proud. Lord have mercy on my soul, okay? I've gone behind people's backs, and I'm just, this is my good confession. Because I haven't done it, and I don't even know the last time. You know why? Because I learned my lesson. Because it's a really stupid way to live your life in business to screw. Because you can screw people over and it's a short-term gain. Usually is. You know, you screw somebody over, you make a little money. What I did is I went behind somebody's back and I knew a business was opening up in the Cincinnati area. I got the lead. I shouldn't have got it. I had to wait for it to be assigned by my manager. And instead I went behind, sold it, claimed it, got it. And I felt like crap. I really did. But it got me a bigger bonus and a bigger payout. This was like 1998, 1999, something like that. But I've had a lot of people try, mostly unsuccessfully, some successful, screw me over, especially in real estate. Property managers, employees, if they weren't thinking about how to steal from you. Look, real estate's an all-cash business a lot of the times when you're picking up rent, especially in a small town. It's not like people write out a check, drop it in the property manager's office, and that's how it gets paid. No, a lot of the time it's people on my behalf going to pick up cash. And somehow that cash doesn't quite make it to the bank. Example, 2008, had a guy take me for about $8,000. All right, at Christmas time. I actually had a podcast about that back when it happened. I couldn't believe I'm out $8,000 at Christmas time, all cash, never saw it. Couldn't prove it, couldn't prosecute it. Cops didn't want to really do much about it because it was a lot of legwork. They were going around and asking the tenants if they pay. It was just couldn't match it up. So he got away with it, but I'm sure in the last 6 years, the good Lord has rained upon him in a negative way. I promise you that much. I promise karma has caught that guy back. I had another guy in my properties one time the year before that. He cut all the copper piping out of two of my buildings, went and scrapped it. So let me just kind of paint this picture for you. He went around in the basement in one of my units especially, had cut all the copper pipe out and then put PVC piping in there, took the copper and scrapped it for $500 at the junkyard. That's what the copper, you know, it gets good money. Okay, so he ended up going to prison for 2 to 4 years because I actually had him prosecuted and I had the proof and I had the documentation from the scrapyard that they paid him, had on video his truck coming into the scrapyard with my copper piping. Oh, yeah, and by the way, I had proof that my copper piping was actually in my basement on a Tuesday and not in my basement on a Wednesday. So there you go. Not too hard to prove. Stupid. It's going to bite you, man. It's all. The point of today's show is when I read this article, it didn't shock me, didn't surprise me. Donnie Deutsch would do something like this. I'm telling you. And I'm not even saying it's fair to judge people. Sometimes, though, you look at somebody, you can tell. You got somebody in your mind right now that when you look at them, you just don't get a good feeling about them. Run the other way. Okay? Just run the other way. I'm not indicting this guy. I'm just telling you that he's already been convicted, so it's not like I'm convicting him in the court of public appeal, and I really couldn't give a rat's ass anyway if I was. I'm making a point, all right? I'm making a point that it's too easy. It's too easy to be successful in business. You don't got to screw people over. For $1 million? I mean, you got over probably $100 million, and you're going to screw somebody over for 1% of your net worth? What's 1% of your net worth? You worth $100,000, would you screw somebody over and have your name dragged through the mud for $1,000? Do you have $10,000 to your name and you'd screw somebody over for $100 and drag your name through the mud for that? No, of course you wouldn't. But I'll tell you, man, like I talked about it actually this morning earlier on the show when I went crazy about stuff and said, look, if you're a jerk and you get a lot of money, you become what? What do you become, class? A rich jerk. There's no need to do anything unethically and illegally. I know we've all played in the gray area. You can say, oh, no, Sam, I have. Yes, you have. At some point in time in your life, you have. And you probably didn't feel good about it. If you know what that is, it's your conscience speaking to you. That's your conscience. You were raised right. Thank you. Call your mom and dad right now. Write them a love note. Say, hey, thank you so much for raising me because I did something stupid last week and I felt bad about it. All right? My mom raised me right. I didn't always do things right. I screwed up a lot. Embarrassed her a few times more than I'd even be care to mention. But I got a conscience. When I screw somebody over and I know I've done it, I feel horrible. And thank Christ I haven't done it in a long, long time because I also learned a very valuable business principle right around the start of 2000, about 15 years ago, that what comes around goes around in business. And if you want to be successful, throw as much great energy out there as you possibly can, as much as you possibly can. And I'm promising you it will come back. When I had the copper pipe stolen, it cost me tens and thousands of dollars. When I had the other guy, it cost me $8,000. And I had to find a new property manager. I had to travel back to Bradford, PA the day after Christmas in 2008 just to find somebody that could run my properties. But it all worked out. And I believe, you know, that speaking gig I got for $25,000 and the $125,000 in coaching I sold in a half hour as a result of going on that speaking gig in July, you know, that was just a few months after all of this happened. You know, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe things happen for a reason. Yes, you're going to be taken advantage of. Let it go. The Bible says not only to forgive your enemies, but to bless them. Oh, can we even do that? Look, don't be Donnie Deutsch. That's my point today. Okay? Be you. Be a classy individual. Be ethical. Throw great energy out there. I promise you it's coming back. I promise you. You throw it out there, it's the boomerang is going to fill your cup up and it's going to runneth over. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.